Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. BXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes, 'cause I give you
feeling. Time for the vibe check this Thursday morning. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're
checking in, baby.
October 9th. I'm sipping coffee. Breezy's doing her hair.
No, we have a lot of things to film today. Got to be camera ready.
Yeah, I combed my hair this morning.
Got to be camera ready.
A lot going on.
I love that nobody can see us because I can really just do whatever I want, which is awesome.
Anything you want.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, 585-252-9800. Let's get to some of our friends knocking at the door this morning.
Yes.
What are the vibes? Come through.
What are the vibes? Please tell us. We have a couple people weighing in. First person being Danielle. She says, good morning, Moose. Good morning, Breezy. Vibes are okay today. My best friend is getting married tomorrow, so I'm very excited about that.
We love a good Friday wedding. That's how you kick off a weekend.
Feels if I'm anti-Friday wedding.
Well, it's better than a Tuesday wedding.
That is true. That is true.
And trust me, people have them.
I know they do. Good morning.
It's like, what's the cheapest wedding venue I can get on this day?
And, I just feel like it takes away, like, people have to take off work, yeah, and, yeah.
I get it, though, because there's so many people that want more of an intimate wedding. Tuesday would be the day to do it. Otherwise, you could just run to the courthouse.
Right.
But if you want like 40, 50 people to attend, makes sense.
I mean, even on a Friday, though, people like sometimes have to take off work considering, like, you know, if you have people in the wedding, things, I don't know.
My brother got married on a Sunday. So.
Oh.
But the next day was Columbus Day.
Not the Lord's Day. Well, yeah, that's fine then. All right. Good morning. Favorite people on the radio. Vibes are good. It's payday.
That's
Love
what's up.
That for you.
Yeah, it's payday tomorrow.
Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are great because today is the start of a 4-day weekend.
Oh,
loving it.
It's the best. Man, you're so much more productive when you have a 4-day work week
and
you go into a 4-day weekend.
I fully agree.
Or a 3-day weekend. Sorry, there's like, not yeah, 8 there's, days in a
yeah,
week.
I'm not sure. Math is
Yesterday
hard.
Was such a weird day.
Why?
First of all, I got home and I spent, I don't know, maybe an hour and 20 minutes just in my bathroom alone because I came across a bee on my window. Breezy, it was the size of my pinky. It was the biggest thing I have ever seen. And I don't know how it got in my bathroom. And the PTSD that came over me, you guys, when I'm like, is this a murder hornet? How the hell did it get in here?
Between your stories of the mouse and the bee, you really don't have a lot going on, do you?
I couldn't walk away until I knew it was dead.
Right.
And
did
so.
Did you kill it?
Well, I'm shooting rubber bands at it. I'm like, then my accuracy is not that good.
No.
So that's not working. Finally, I get a towel and I used my toilet brush. I tried hitting it with that on the window.
That's disgusting.
That just splattered everywhere.
That's the most disgusting
thing
I've ever
heard. Why am I using this? Then I got a towel.
He's like, and then I took my plunger and I suction cupped it against the wall under the bee.
And then I get a towel. I soak it and I'm waiting for the perfect opportunity. And I finally hit this thing and I kill it. And Breeze, I'm not kidding. It's like that big. It's massive.
Like horsefly energy?
Huge. I'm like, what kind of a bee is this? You can't really tell. I took a photo of it on the window. You can't tell how true to size it is, but this sucker was massive.
Wowzers.
Yeah. So I got that out of the way.
And then I called it a day. Went to bed and it was over.
It was a lot. But I went to my boy Oliver's game last night, Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
How'd that go?
Football for Brockport. They crushed Olympia 27-0.
Loving it.
Crushed. I was super proud of him. It was a fun game. Anyways, how are you?
Vibes are good. Got a lot of things going on tonight. I am guest charity bartending at Flight Wine Bar. Cornhill.
Cornhill, yeah. Who's going to be there?
Only the best of the best. Me, Spike, Mitzi, you know.
Well, I mean, how hard could it be? You're just pouring wine. That's great.
Nobody said it was hard. I'm literally there for charity, so.
I love that, though. Yeah, because you were freaking out the other week when
I'm through.
You had to make espresso martinis. Those are tough to do.
Maybe
I'll walk over and see you.
Yeah, I'll be there at 5:30.
Okay, cool.
I'll be there at 5:30. And then I'm hosting the cystic fibrosis dinner tonight, which is always a good time. It's a gala. That's pretty much all I got going on.
You gotta dress up for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Love that. Thank you, Breezy, for bleeding for this city.
I do what I can, you know.
Yesterday, the news came in that police in California finally arrested a man they claim started those deadly fires on New Year's Day that, I mean, wiped out all of the Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles. We'll tell you who this kid is.
I guess I didn't realize they were started by somebody.
Yeah, and most people were unsure how those fires got started, but apparently it's from this 29-year-old kid. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, this is crazy. The news came in yesterday that police in California finally arrested a man they claim started that deadly fire on New Year's Day that, I mean, pretty much it wiped out all of the Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles. 29-year-old Uber driver Jonathan Rinderknecht is being accused of lighting the fires that was initially extinguished by fire crews. But those fires continue to smolder underground before reigniting during high winds. Rinderknecht was arrested in Florida this past Tuesday, and now is due to appear in court on Wednesday. He's facing charges including malicious destruction by means of a fire. And yeah, everyone is entitled to a fair trial, but what is the punishment for someone who just wiped out an entire community?
Yeah.
I mean,
those
it was
literal homes.
Thousands. It was said that Rinderknecht originally fled the scene of the original fire, then returned to the same trail to watch it burn. So he left as soon as he saw the fire trucks were headed to the location. He turned around, went back up there, and he took video and watched them fight the fire. Also, while all this was going on, apparently he made several calls to 911 to report the fires. But investigators found a barbecue-style lighter inside the glove compartment of his car on January 24th. It appeared to be the same lighter as the one that was in his apartment on December 31st. Based on a photo on his phone, because he admitted to bringing a lighter with him when he walked up the hill. So, yeah, it's so sad because when this blaze erupted, it was January 7th. And I remember it was the only thing we saw in the news at the start of the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Killed 12 people, destroyed more than 6,000 homes and buildings in the Pacific Palisades, which is a very wealthy coastal neighborhood of L.A., that started to spread to all those beautiful beachfront properties in Malibu, ripped those apart. But the fire just went through the hillside neighborhoods. It destroyed mansions, you name it. And a lot of people lost everything they owned because of one dude's decision.
Yeah.
So it's really, really, really bad. Smash or pass, Breezy?
Wedding edition. Obviously, in the midst of planning my wedding here, that's going to be taking place in like 10 months.
That's
like,
right.
Oh my God. And there are so many decisions that need to be made. And I feel like my fiance and I have talked over a bunch of different options of what we want for our wedding. But I think having the show and being able to chat with people who have gone through this before and are much, much wiser than I and you, I want to ask the hard-hitting questions of, what is like an absolute must-have need at your wedding and what can I pass on to save money? Because there are so many things like, oh, you need this and you need that. I'll tell you and reveal what my top three big things are that I really, really want and want to make sure that they are good quality. Other than that, I'll reveal what I really don't care that much about.
Yeah.
And if it even matters. If I'm being honest, tell you what exactly is going on with my wedding and get some help from you coming up next.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. Smash or pass the wedding edition. Some things you just don't need for a wedding. There are some things you really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
But is it worth it? Is it really worth it when it comes down to money?
Exactly. I mean, listen, we are coming up on 10 months here away from my wedding, which is insane. Also, a lot of planning has been taking place, a lot of inquiries, a lot of quotes, a lot of money being exchanged already.
Safe to say, in the last month, you and Patrice have gotten a lot done, though, right?
Yes.
You guys have done a lot.
Done a lot.
Locked
a lot.
You locked it
a lot. Booked. There's a lot going on.
Barns are being built.
Mennonites are on site. You know what I mean? It's a lot.
Yeah, the scaffolding.
But I wanted to ask the question this morning, considering the fact that I've never been married. You've never been married. We're a marriageless show at this point up until, you know, the end of the next summer. But I feel as if
you getting married is going to put the pressure on me to have to hurry up and do it.
No, definitely. I'm like, not me being like 11 years younger than you and getting married. But I just feel like there are so many weddings that I've gone to that and things that I've seen. And some of the things and these details that my friends and family have put in to their big day, like I don't even notice. And most guests don't even notice. So I'm here to ask the question this morning. Smash or pass on some of the wedding things that seem like they're like the most important thing in the world, but truly in reality just aren't that important to you. So I was told by someone that you need to pick like your top three things that are important to you to your wedding. Because not everything can be the most important thing.
Let's start with the cardboard cutout of the couple. Pass.
Pass.
Don't need it.
My top three big things is DJ.
Yes, you definitely important.
Like, needs to be the best DJ in the entire state of New York, which it will be. DJ Naps. Locked and loaded. We know him. We trust him. We've worked with him. I know he's going to do a good job.
He crushes.
I've seen his work.
Yeah, he crushes it at the Bachelor auction.
Crushes it at the Bachelor auction, crushes it at Tony D's, every luau, ski party, whatever.
Some people prefer a band over a DJ.
I'm not one of those people.
Some people prefer their niece to play the piano.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good.
DJ's important. Next.
Next is videographer.
Videographer
is so important to me. I would argue that a videographer is more important to me than a photographer.
Smash.
Pass. Not doing a wedding cake. I don't think it's important. I don't think people eat it. And well, I'll do like a little, like I'll get like a little cake from like Wegmans or Walmart or something and cut, like Patrice and I can just cut it. But like the six tier, like yeah, huge
wedding cakes
cake.
Today. I mean, you pay close to 800, 900, over $1,000.
I'm good.
Know. But how many people actually eat it? You know what I mean? And you know, like my cousin had a beautiful wedding. They had cupcakes. Everyone got one.
Yeah, I'll do
they were well decorated.
I'll do a dessert bar. You know, there'll be cupcakes. There'll be cookies. There'll be cutesy little here and there.
All right, so pass on the wedding cake.
Pass on the wedding cake. Honestly, I'm not going to say pass on the flowers, but like I'd go fake. I'd go, if they look realistic and they're half the cost, I'd go fake.
Are we talking centerpiece?
I'm talking centerpiece. I'm talking bouquet. I'm talking arch. I'm talking...
The bouquet, too. Oh, gosh. She's passing on the bouquet.
Not passing, but, like, it could be fake.
I guess. It's not.
Oh, he's pissed.
I don't think it's as nice.
That's okay. You can contribute to my my flower wedding fund if you must.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, how much is one bouquet?
So I was talking to Kimmy down the hall. She said she went with, like, the most basic bottom of the barrel. It was, like, $8,000.
For what?
All the flowers.
All the flowers.
The centerpieces, the bouquets.
Yeah, no, you just want one bouquet to walk with, and you're going to carry with you all day. How much is that? What is that, like four flowers and some baby's breath?
You literally make it for me.
I can do it, Bree.
It's like dead the morning of.
No, come on. Put some trust in me. I can do it.
So flowers, really not that important to me. Something I will splurge on, though, given the fact that it is a backyard wedding, the luxury bathrooms. Gotta have
the luxury bathroom.
Aren't going to the bathroom in a porta potty.
No, you want to smash the bathrooms. Smash the bathrooms.
Absolutely not.
I would prefer a nice seat cover. And those can get expensive. You just don't want people sitting on a metal folding chair, you know? So we're definitely going to pass on those.
Another thing, skipping a guest book. Don't need a guest book for people to sign.
I think it's important.
You do?
Yeah, only because everybody signs in and they leave their address. That way you can go through it and you can send everyone a thank you card.
This person says, I don't know if you're going to do this considering the fact that you're marrying a woman, but I would skip the bouquet toss and the... What is it? The garment thing? I don't think thing is going to happen.
No, because, I don't think so either.
You know.
But you can go ahead and humor us if you want.
I'm so good.
I love it. Okay, we're going to pass on the
skipping the wedding party.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm not going to have a wedding party. I'm not going to have bridesmaids.
Party. Yeah, you're passing on the wedding party.
Yeah.
Because obviously that's going to get chaotic and that causes a lot of fights. By the way, am I invited to the bachelorette party? I feel like I should be there.
Oh. You weaseling your way into all of my big events. Like, you can come to the wedding.
I don't have to stay the whole time, Breezy. Maybe just a little popping.
You're not coming to Vegas with us. I love you so much. You're not getting tickets to that show.
Are you sure it's going to be in Vegas?
100. It's already booked.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. It's going to be in Vegas.
Well, I'm going to throw one for you here locally.
I've never been to Vegas.
We're going to Jeremiah's.
Oh, my God. Get those wings ready. You know what I mean? One thing I'm not skipping out on is the flower girl and the ring bearer. Definitely going to have that, especially now that my friends have kids. I don't have a ton of kids in my life, like my cousin's kids, but I'm gonna do that. Although I will be skipping out on kids at the wedding.
Yeah.
The kids will not be at the wedding.
Yeah, a couple people weighing in too, saying the whole cake thing, it's too expensive. Not everybody eats it. You're going home with a lot of leftovers. Obviously, most people traditionally will keep the top tier of the cake, freeze it for a year. On your one-year anniversary, you take it out of the freezer, defrost it, and eat it.
I don't even know if we'll have a top.
Yeah, but the whole cupcake thing, I mean, that's a lot of people do it too. My cousin did it. They were beautiful. It's a lot less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets a piece. Everybody eats. You know what I mean?
Everybody eats. So one thing I really do want, though, that I've seen at other weddings is, and I think it's important for what we do because I think we could use it here on the show, is there is this kind of looks like a rotary phone, and you pick it up and you can leave a voicemail for the couple.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get smashed. I'm going to be on that phone all night.
Oh, it's Moose again. Hey, guys, it's me again. Okay, next. 98PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would die for an espresso right now.
Same.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is a tough message this morning, and one that we can definitely use some help on. I mean, we're not parents, but some of you are. And this mom sent us a message and asked if we cannot use her name, which is fine. She told us that she could, at this point in time, can use all the help she can get because her 17-year-old daughter, who is still a senior in high school, has made up her mind when it comes to what she wants in life, and that's to be a mom. Not 10 years down the road from now. We're talking right now. She wants to get pregnant immediately. Here's the message we got from this anonymous mom who says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Love the show. Longtime listener. This is the first time messaging in. I never thought I'd be writing into a radio station, especially about something like this. But my 17-year-old daughter is a senior in high school here in Rochester, and all she wants is to get pregnant and become a mom. That's it. No college plans, no career goals. Her dream is to be a young mom, stay at home, raise babies. And she must think doing all of this is free and costs nothing. She talks about it like it's her calling, like some girls dream of med school. She dreams of diaper bags and daycare, and I hate saying this, but her boyfriend is a good kid, but I no longer even want them seeing each other in fear of her trying to trap him into having a child he doesn't want. And I've tried everything. I've talked to her. I showed her what real life looks like, even bringing up all the things she'll miss out on. She won't hear it. She's convinced this is her calling, like being a teen mom is some kind of personal brand. And I can't physically stop her. I can't lock her in her room. But I also can't just sit by and watch her walk into a life she doesn't understand. What do you do when your child is set on making a mistake you know is going to change everything? How do you talk sense into someone who's already made up their mind? Please tell me I'm not the only parent going through this nightmare. Thank you both for reading this message on your show. Also, wish me lots of luck.
So much luck.
That we do. Where do you even begin?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, how do you feel bad for this mom?
I've had these like conversations before, though, like something similar. But yeah, that's insane.
Because you're right. You can't lock her in her room. But it sounds like her daughter is just under the impression that she's going to pop out kids and her mom is going to help her raise those children with her money. You want to be a mom at 17, but you have no job, no money, no career goals. Why? So your kid can be another statistic? It's delusional. Guys, help us out on this one today. The phone lines are open.
It's giving Secret Life of American Teenager.
Yeah. 585-252-9800.
Which was one hell of a show, for sure. There's just a lot that goes into this. There's a lot that... Yeah. These kids don't know, right? They don't know what they don't know until they know. But
in a situation like this, you've tried everything. Is it okay to sit back and be like, well, sometimes you just got to let them figure it out on their own? And it's easy to say that, but then it's going to be on her dime. Now she's going to have a 17-year-old in the house and probably a newborn. So yeah, it falls back on the mom. I would be pissed. Let me go to the phones. Good morning, PXY. What's your name? Oh, let me pick up. My bad. Hi, good morning, PXY.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, this is Jose. How you doing?
Hey, Jose.
What's up, buddy?
I can't tell her what to do, but I can tell her for experience. I had my first kid in 83. I was 14 years old. Wow. My wife was 14.
Wow.
And then we had our other one in 86. We just had great parents helping us. I used to work overnight so my wife can go to college and get her education. And then at 45, we wound up having our daughter, and we're still together. It's so hard. She said, think about it.
Wait, so how old's your oldest and how old's the youngest?
Well, my oldest is 45, 43, and my daughter's 12 years old. She's the princess of the house.
Oh, no way, Jose.
Yeah, but you know what, Jose, you're not talking.
The brothers are the bodyguard.
No, of course. But Jose, at 14 years old, I mean, obviously you guys weren't talking.
We lived
about
in New York City in the same building. We went to school from kindergarten all the way together. That's how every, and we're still together.
Good for you, man. That's insane. Congratulations. 14? But at 14, yeah. Jose, you're not talking about having kids, obviously.
No.
So you guys just had to deal with it because you had the support of the parents. But how hard was that, trying to go to school, trying to be a dad when you're still a kid?
Very hard. I mean, I try to be a big brother at first, but then I had to change my ways of being a dad. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was so young. And then I've been in the same job ever since. I started working in my job, working overnights in New York City, and then I transferred to Rochester because they left New York City.
Wow.
And my wife kept going to school. She graduated. She's a sign language. She goes like to court with deaf people and all that.
Nice.
And we've had it's been great. I wouldn't trade her for the world. We had our up and downs, but
yeah, it's a roller coaster.
It's hard. It's just so hard. It's going to be hard for her. She can't think about
it. To this mom, what's the one piece of advice if you were talking to her daughter? What would you say?
I would tell her to really think about it. Go to school. Wait till you're like a little older. Try to get a college education. All you can do is talk to them, because at that age, I mean, I've had teenagers, you know what I'm saying, and give them good advice.
Yeah. Right.
By not letting her see her boyfriend or things like that, they're still going to see each other in the, you know, hiding or whatever, you know. So all you got to do is talk and just show her life experience.
Yeah.
Right. That's Jose, all you can do.
Much love, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Rochelle says this is where you bring in a young mom who's been through it, someone her age with a baby, who can talk about how not fun it actually is, because sometimes hearing it from their own mother doesn't work. But someone else might be able to get through to her. I agree 100%. Don't kick the boyfriend out of the picture completely. That's going to push her closer to him.
Right.
Use him as a way to open dialogue. Daughter is pretty delusional, if you ask me. That came in from Nina. Carly says, I am so angry right now listening to this because this girl sounds so lost. Get that girl volunteering at a daycare or shadowing a young mom. Let her live it for 1 week. Waking up at 3 a.m. to screaming and diaper blowouts, it might snap her out of this fantasy of hers.
Absolutely. 100%.
Great advice.
Oh, that's a lot. I mean, and to have young teenagers are very stubborn, and to have that be the hill they're willing to die on is actually quite scary.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys are just tuning in, we got a message from an anonymous mom, and her 17-year-old daughter, still a senior in high school, wants to have a child. That's her calling, according to her. She just wants to be a mom. She has no career goals, no job, nothing. But obviously having a child costs money. This we know. Good morning, guys. This is coming in from Jenna. I am more than willing to talk some sense into this girl. Please pass along my info from someone who has been through it. It was a painful experience because I wasn't alone. I think that Jose listener gave some great advice. I also got pregnant at 17. I thought I was ready, thought I was mature. The truth, I lost all my friends, barely graduated, and had to fight to get a part-time job while raising a newborn. I lost my childhood, but I wouldn't wish that on anyone else. See, some people have been through it at that age, and it's not easy.
Yeah.
Heavy stuff this morning, but obviously it needs to be talked about. There are teenagers right now trying to get pregnant because they think at 16 and 17, that's their calling. They don't have a dollar to their name. So to the mom who wrote in, thank you, obviously, for trusting us with something this personal.
Yeah.
And to everyone, you know, thank you for sharing your stories. We do appreciate that. Some of you passed along your contact info. We're happy to pass that along to this mom. But honestly, I don't know. It might only take one conversation from someone who's gone through it for it to be a wake-up call.
To knock some sense into her, yeah.
Yeah. It's PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
It was just last week, I think, Moose, we were talking about how when it comes to Social Security and retirement, by the time it's time for us to retire, there's going to be nothing left. So
yeah.
We're probably going to have to work till we're like 85. But
I don't want to run the merry-go-round at the mall.
No.
I don't want to drive a school bus.
No. Nightmare. And no disrespect for the people that do that.
You got to do what you got to do.
Someone's got to do it, but I don't think it could be me at all.
They do say you're a lot busier when you're retired.
Yeah, my mom is like in Europe right now. I'm like, oh my God, okay. Love that for you. But when it comes to New Yorkers, they now have a new option when it comes to retirement savings. So all of those worries of running the merry-go-round could be washed away. The State Secure Choice Saving Program officially launched on Tuesday with the hopes of helping private sector employees who do not have access to a workplace retirement plan have some ease when it comes to what is going to happen after they are past the age of retirement. The program is free for employers to set up and will allow employees to set up automatic payroll reductions that will go straight to a portal into a Roth IRA account. It aims to provide an easy way for people to get help when it comes to workers for saving money for their futures. It's hard when you own your own business and you're kind of depending on every dollar that you have and you work for yourself and there's no powers that be that are looking out for you when it comes to, you know, a 403B, 401K, 432D, whatever. I'm just shooting out numbers at this point.
All great courses to have in school.
Absolutely. Employees will have the option to customize their saving rate as well and investment choices, and they can also opt out or re-enroll at any time if they so choose when it comes to maybe they're financially struggling or maybe they can't contribute that month, whatever the case may be. The program provides another tool for employees to build long-term financial security and plan for that big retirement, says Kathy Hochul. So I think it's important because we always think about the plans that are given to us by our employers, but what happens if you don't have an employer and you are your employer?
You're independent, yeah. Does anyone still think it's a good idea to bury money in the backyard?
Yeah.
Just for those, you know, sure, a rainy day or retirement.
I don't know, man.
It just seems the more and more I think about it.
You don't have a backyard.
No, I don't.
And if you were to bury money near the dumpster, a homeless person would find it and they would cash out. And when I say cash out, they'd have $20 to go get a coffee.
Yeah, they got
to
dig deep. All right, coming up, it's so important, though, to think about the future. And start saving and figure out where that money should go. You know, investing is, I've learned a little later in life, but it's super important. What do you do when you loan someone, speaking of money?
Yeah.
When you loan someone over $2,000 to help them out during a rough patch. And now that that person is doing just fine financially, they haven't said a word about paying you back. Sean thought he was doing the right thing, but now is afraid to ask for the money back because let's just say things between the two of them have changed. We're going to get Sean on the phone with us coming up next. Stay there.
98 PXY is free. And always will be.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Before we get over to our friend Sean, who's been waiting on hold to share his dilemma, let me start off by saying money really does complicate everything in life.
Yep, sure
if
does.
If you don't have it, life is hard. If you have too much of it,
life is also hard.
People will pretend to be your friend.
Right.
And if you loan it to people, somehow they will always forget to pay you back.
Correct.
It's just always a headache. Well, Sean happens to be one of those people who decided to let a friend borrow it. And now here we are. Hi, good morning, Sean.
Morning, Moose and Breezy. I love the show. Thanks for having me on. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
So give us the lowdown. What's the dilemma?
Well,
another woman trying to take you for everything you got.
He's like, which isn't much, but here we go.
Go ahead, buddy.
Well, a little bit ago, I loaned a friend like a pretty big chunk of money.
Okay. First mistake.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was like it was over a couple grand actually. So
damn.
Not a
okay,
small amount.
Okay, Daddy
yeah.
Warbucks.
Yeah, somebody's well off.
Humble brag. What a flex. He's like, yeah, I just have a couple grand to just like loan. Yeah. I also need a couple grand. I'm getting married.
Well, she was going through a really hard time.
They always are.
Her dad had just passed away and she was out of work. Things were just not looking great for her.
Sure.
You guys have been friends for a while?
I, Yeah, we were really good friends, and I knew she needed the money. So I was like, going to help her out. So I did.
Sure.
Well, fast forward 4 months, and as fate would have it, that same friend wound up becoming my girlfriend.
Oh, you silver tongue devil. So
he's like, yeah.
How did that happen?
I'm not really sure. I just kind of ended up there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We went out one night and we were talking, hanging out, and it was a good time. And yeah, now we're dating, which I love. It's great.
Yeah.
But she is now doing a lot better financially, which is awesome.
Great.
I'm happy about that. She actually makes probably more than I do.
Wow.
That's great.
Why have I been in this situation before?
That's great. Now,
yeah,
you're probably wondering if you're going to get that money back. Am I right?
Yes, you're correct. I'm just wondering, if she's going to bring it up.
She's not going to. No, absolutely not. She's not going to bring it up whatsoever.
She's never once brought it up to you, though?
She's not. No. And I'm kind of afraid to bring it up because I don't want to seem like petty or I don't want to make things weird.
Johnny. Dude. Sean Paul, this is why you don't lend anyone money ever, because you always feel awkward for asking for your own money back. It's absolute bogus. No way. No, hey, thank you.
At the time, you were trying to do a good thing.
But I don't want to seem petty or make things weird. But part of me feels like, you know, that money wasn't just a gift, you know?
You mean a loan?
Yeah.
Well, she's treating it as a gift. Sean, if I may, this is my 2 cents, but you're never getting that money back, because once you crossed into relationship territory, it's gone.
Also, God forbid you guys break up, which I'm not hoping that on you, but that's your chances of getting that money back have gone down 75%.
Just consider it an early investment in her happiness. You know, lesson learned, time to move on. And also, if you truly want that money back, don't ask her for the cash. Just make her pay for the next 22 dinners.
That's what I'm saying. Don't ask her for the cash. Just hack into her bank account. You're close enough.
You know, I don't see you getting this money back. And you can ask.
Also, it's like hard because, like, obviously it's never a good idea to count favors in a relationship or keep score. But in this case, you might have to.
How do you think she's going to react if you bring this up? Truthfully. Because you know it's going to get weird. These are uncomfortable conversations to have. And everything, especially in a relationship, is great. Everyone's happy. And until you start really having these uncomfortable conversations, and one of the uncomfortable conversations to have with anyone is money.
Well, that's the thing. You know, part of the reason I haven't brought it up is she really does not like talking about that period in her life. When I did loan her the money, it was a really, really low period for her.
Sure.
But
it's your money.
So we don't even, yeah. So we don't even talk about that time of her life. And I feel like me bringing up the money that I gave her is going to sort of hash up some old stuff that she's not going to want to deal with. And so that's part of the reason I haven't brought it up. I just feel like she's not going to handle it well.
Well, there's a reason too where she hasn't brought it up. She doesn't want to pay you back.
No.
All right, 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. How many of you agree that instead of Sean asking for that money back from his girlfriend, he should just come to terms with the fact that he's never getting it back?
I would honestly, I wouldn't take that lying down, but I would have a conversation, more of like a subtle conversation. It's all about delivery, right? That's what it boils down to at the end of the day. So
sure.
If you're like, hey, where's my money? Super aggressively. But if it just casually comes up in conversation, she's more than likely to be receptive to it. Of just like, hey, we're having a nice dinner. Like, I didn't bring you here for this conversation. It just kind of like came up. I'm not like, it's not like I've been ruminating on it all day, even though we definitely have.
Or, babe, I really want to take you on a nice vacation. Oh, man, I'm $2,000 short.
That's a very nice roundabout way to do it. Sure.
All right. We got messages coming in. Sean, you're probably not getting that money back, but it's worth asking for. And you clearly want it back. Yes.
I would like the money back.
Got it.
He's
okay.
Like, that's why I called you guys.
All right. Well, we'll get to some messages and calls coming in right now. Thanks for your story, man, though, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for your help today.
I, too, hope you get that money back.
Thank you.
All right. Also, good luck with the relationship. Talk soon, Sean. I don't know how many people agree with Nate texting in who says, time to leave this girl immediately, because if she really respected you, then she would have mentioned paying you back on her own.
150%.
Do you think, yeah?
Well, honestly, my mind goes to, she's only dating you, so she doesn't have to pay you back.
Like, oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. She only started dating you, so you don't ask her.
That's very interesting. Kind of like when I started
honestly,
dating.
I'd hit that angle.
Kind of like
I'd
when
hit that angle.
I started dating my hairstylist in LA, so I didn't have to pay $150 for haircuts.
Yep, that's
interesting.
That makes sense.
Gina says, I've been in this situation. I loaned a guy $1,200 before we started dating. He never mentioned it again. We broke up a year later, and I still think about it every time I pay my credit card bill. Don't be like me. Kaylee says, good morning, guys. Here's my rule. If you loan money and there's no written agreement, it becomes a donation. I don't think he should have even bothered asking for the money back at this point, now that they're in a relationship together. Just think of it as a donation. Yes, of course. It's always a donation.
My friend was in this situation. She probably actually still is. She loaned someone like a big sum of money. Like, I'm talking.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wouldn't pay her back. Literally Instagram stories of this person on vacation, living lavish. She's like, hi, can you like send me my money back? Like, I'm now financially struggling and I would love that $8,000 I lent you.
Yeah.
And they had to get set up on a payment plan of $200 a month that she sometimes paid, sometimes didn't.
Listen, even if somebody asks you, and you don't have to go to them to say, can I borrow a couple bucks? Even if they come to you and suggest, here, take it. I'm telling you right now, every holiday, especially if they're family, just becomes very awkward.
Right.
You don't want to do it. And Matt says, hey, guys, if she suddenly won the lottery, would you expect her to pay you back? Of course you would. So, yes, ask for your money.
Correct. You got to do it.
I'm going to agree with this one, not that. Sean, go get that bag, okay? Thanks for the messages this morning. It's PXY.
98 PXY.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's get to all your hot takes this Thursday morning. 585-252-9800. Anything goes, you guys. Anything for the next several minutes. Setting the timer.
All righty. Sunday.
Teachers are not underpaid for working 9 months a year and having snow days. There, I said it.
I fear it's shortening to 10 months a year, or getting longer, I should say.
Don't they deal with enough? Why are we coming for teachers? Come on.
Yes,
they get snow days. I get it.
Not that many, though. And also, I mean, like, It's not like they can go anywhere. The roads are not safe to drive on.
Teachers
so.
Are our friends.
Literally. This person says, entire seasons of shows coming out at one time has ruined TV as a whole. I said it.
There's a lot less to look forward to. It used to be week by week. It still is for some shows. But when you're able to binge the way we do, I don't know. This is why I refuse to not watch the last episode of certain shows, because I don't want it to end. So I'll just wait as long as possible.
It's insane. I think that they're catering to us as a society and how ADHD ridden and how our attention spans are just non-existent.
We're just throwing up content left and right. Ben says, to my neighbor who leaves his above ground pool open and uncovered all year round, you are trash, my friend. I'm not a fan of lazy people. Also, go get that credit score up. There I said it. I have seen people who leave the pool open all year round. It's
It's really not great.
You don't care? You don't care?
It's really not great for your liner.
Not the algae.
It's just not great for the liner. This person says, catch and release type of fishing is straight up animal cruelty. There I said it. It is quite strange. You just want to pull it out to look at it?
No, it's a sport. Anybody who lives and breathes fishing like I do, understands.
I do? Yeah. What?
I fish.
You literally didn't even know you needed a license.
I didn't know that. No,
you could fully get arrested.
No, I don't think so.
No, I know so. We already did this. We already looked at the law.
I went down to the pier at the beach and then I just...
It is highly unlikely you will get in trouble, but technically you are supposed to have a fishing license, yes.
Well, how do you do that?
You go apply for it. You have to take a course.
Oh, but I don't have to fish in front of somebody, right? And they score me? Not like a road test, right?
Dead. No, I don't believe so.
But you don't even know. You don't even know.
I've never taken it because I don't identify as a fisherman. I'm not a fisher.
All right. Jess says Jeopardy is the worst show on TV. Really, the best they can do as a host is Ken Jennings? There, I said it. Yeah, tell that to people in a retirement home. I mean, there's a reason Jeopardy's been on. I don't love it, but there's a reason it's been on the air for like 350 years, you know?
Yeah.
That's a hit. Brian says, I really despise charcuterie boards. Well, we're running out of things to complain about, you guys. People love them so much, but it just comes off as a sad attempt to be fancy. There I said it. Also, I know we talked about this on the show a while back. I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but aside from doing what I do every day and aside from being an interior decorator...
You just adding random things to your resume is absolutely diabolical.
No, Breezy, it's diabolical. I can put together one hell of a charcuterie board.
I'm a fisherman. I'm a police officer. I am an interior designer. I'm a charcuterie artist.
It's not about me. It's not about me. What's your hot take?
Mine for today is I think that we need to acknowledge when we are funny and having funny days. Yesterday, my jokes were absolutely fire. I was popping off in any and all group chats.
Where were you? On the phone?
Yeah, on all my group chats. I was cracking jokes.
I was like, when did you say anything funny during the show?
I was like, honestly, my jokes have been fire today. Nobody acknowledged it. I'm like, why is nobody applauding me for being funny?
So you
got to do it for yourself. There, I said it. You got to be your own biggest cheerleader.
That would not make a great comedian.
What do you mean?
Them on the stage pissed off that no one's laughing. Going to applaud?
Been there. Gun to head. It was one of the most uncomfortable things. No, I'm not saying... No, they laughed at my jokes. I'm just saying I wanted to acknowledge the fact that I had a really funny day yesterday. It was really funny.
No, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're funny. Don't come for me.
You literally wouldn't know because you weren't in my group chats. You don't know the jokes I was cracking.
I don't. Let me go over to our friend Jasmine for There I Said It. Good morning, guys. I don't care how much money a guy has. If his fingernails have dirt underneath them and his teeth have been collecting 10 years worth of plaque, then take a hike or a personal hygiene class. There, I said it. It's not a hot take.
I fear that's not a hot take. I think that's just basic hygiene. Thank you so much for sticking your neck out for that.
I mean, but really, you don't care?
She's like, I won't date someone who hasn't showered. That's a really hot take, right? No, Cynthia, it's not. I fear it's not.
I don't trust her or believe her. Really, you don't care how much money he has. If a guy's a millionaire, you're telling me you're not willing to just cover your eyes for a couple minutes while he smiles at you?
Oh my God. Good news. We're getting instant texts in. They said, you guys are killing me. You don't need to take a course to get your fishing license. You simply just need to go buy one at Walmart.
Oh, you do?
I'm dead.
Okay, because that's a lot of pressure. I don't want someone like...
Of course. Of course. Coming for the money grab. Everything's a money grab. Gotta go buy a fishing license, even though you may or may not be qualified. Ugh. Just like the real ID that we have to buy. It's too much.
It's way too much.
It's too much.
Because I take my little Oliver with Big Brothers Big Sisters. I take him fishing in the summertime. I don't have a license for that.
I know. You took him this summer and I said, do you have your fishing license? You're like, no. I'm like, not you breaking the law with your little.
We caught a snapping.
He's running from the cops.
We caught a snapping turtle. It did not survive. Hey, happy.
And that's why you need a license.
Happy Thursday, you guys. Trunk or treats is ruining Halloween. Let kids walk the streets in the cold like we did. It builds character. There, I said it. Okay. And then this person, posting mental health quotes every day is not healing. Just get a therapist. People are wild. There, I said it. Well, you know what, Brittany? Sometimes it's just about relating to others. When you post a good healing quote, yeah, it is.
Is that how you feel when you post a bird pic?
That's how I feel when I post a bird pic.
Oh, yeah. Photographer. Add that to the list, too.
Yeah. I don't know what got into me.
What doesn't he do? You know what I mean?
The whole therapy thing.
I don't want to talk about it.
No, I had my first session last Friday.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why are we just bringing this up? It's almost Friday tomorrow.
I have another one. Really digging deep into things I don't want to talk about, but I guess that's what it's there for.
Way to bury the lead.
I'm trying to grow.
I get engaged. You're like, well, it's time for me to go back to therapy.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
That's true. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. News came in yesterday that police in California finally arrested a man they claim started that deadly fire on New Year's Day. I mean, that wiped out all the Pacific Palisades in Los Angeles. 29-year-old Uber driver Jonathan Rindernecht is being accused of lighting that fire that was initially extinguished by fire crews, but then it continued to smolder underground, which reignited during high winds, which it typically will do out there. And Rindernecht was arrested in Florida this past Tuesday. He's due to appear in court on Wednesday. And he's facing charges, including malicious destruction by means of a fire.
Oh, my gosh. I see. I didn't even know that this was like a man-made or man-started fire.
Nobody knows how it started, especially in January in the beginning. And yeah, everyone's entitled to a fair trial. But what is the punishment for someone who just wiped out an entire community?
Right.
It was said that he originally fled the scene of the original fire, but then returned to the same trail to watch it burn. So he left as soon as he saw the fire trucks were headed to the location, but he turned around, went back up there, and he took some video and then watched the firefighters fight the fires.
Diabolical.
He also made several calls to 911 to report those fires, but investigators say they found a barbecue-style lighter inside the glove compartment of his car on January 24th. It appeared to be the same lighter as the one that was in his apartment when they went through his place in December 31st. But based on a photo on his phone, everything seemed to match up. He admitted to bringing a lighter with him when he walked up that hill, but the blaze erupted on January 7th. It's the only thing we saw in the beginning of the 2025 year, all over the news about how this fire killed 12 people, destroyed more than 6,000 homes and buildings in the Palisades, which is just a really wealthy coastal neighborhood of LA. And then that fire spread
even further.
So all those beachfront properties in Malibu, destroyed all those mansions. And it's just really, really sad how one person affected thousands of people's lives.
It's like so insane.
I don't know what the punishment
is. Like, for what? For why? Like, what?
Yeah. Coming up on the show, you guys, we got this message this week that was, it's awkward. It's uncomfortable, but it's totally relatable if you've ever trusted someone in your home while you were away. Kelly says she loves, loves, loves her dog sitter, but recently went away for work. When she came home, she found something in the house they left behind. And you want to talk about awkward? We'll read you Kelly's message coming up right after the break on PXY Mornings.
Devin's every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 55 for the high today. How would you handle the pet sitter after you found out they were very naughty in your home?
In more ways than one.
Yeah, very naughty.
Here's
the message from our girl, Kelly. She wrote in and says, Moose and Breezy, thanks for reading this. I travel a lot and have a great experience with a pet sitter. I think she's great. We share a mutual friend who set this up. And over the last few years, she's been wonderful. But after the recent experience, I'm trying to figure out, what do I do? I went to open the blinds on Monday. And when I got to one of the blinds behind the couch, I saw something that didn't match the paint. I went over and grabbed it. It was a gold condom wrapper. Oh, Magnum. Nice. Now, I'm no prude.
I'm dead.
And happy that she's getting some. However, it bothers me that she brought some dude into my house that I don't know. Also, I'm pretty sure they had sex on the couch. Does he know how to get into my place? Did he scope it out? Did he walk through it? Did he take anything? I have so many questions and I'm so not happy with my sitter. However, she's been great with my dogs. It's hard to find someone reliable.
That's true.
But I feel like she disrespected my home and I'm having a hard time figuring out if I'm looking too deep into this. Would love to know thoughts on what everybody else would do.
How old is this broad?
Didn't say.
I know. It's just like, if the younger they are, the more likely they are to
do something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know. Guys, does she ignore it or does she fire her? I want to hear all of your takes. Don't hold back. What would you do in this situation? 585-252-9800. I remember I was a snitch at 7 years old. We had this sitter that I loved. Okay, we didn't have any pets growing up, but my mom trusted her. And I remember very vividly.
You tried to hit on her?
No. Oh. My parents went to dinner one night, and everything was great. She's watching MTV. We got Pizza Hut. All of a sudden, the doorbell rings. It's her boyfriend. And this dude comes over, and he's hanging out. He's going upstairs. No. And I told my mom everything. She was gone the next day. Gone. I'm like, who is this guy? Why is he in our house? She just brought her boyfriend over. And I told on her. And she got fired.
You're such a tattletale, though.
I was so proud of myself, too. I'm like, see ya.
I can't wait for my parents to get home.
And I did have a little bit of a crush on her.
Yeah, sure, that, sure. There's always another angle. Always.
Listen, Breezy, you grew up with 5 dogs. Not all at once.
Oh, no, not.
Not all at
it's
once.
It's not a hoarding situation.
But no. Did you ever have a dog sitter when you guys went on vacation?
No, they were boarded.
Oh.
Yeah, they're boarded. I think there is this fine line between dog sitting and house sitting and cat sitting, and like, the job itself isn't that hard and expectations fluctuate based on who you're working for. Like, I know somebody who, if you're watching their dog, you need to be there 24/7, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm like, you're not even there 24/7. Why do I need to be there 24/7 to watch your dog? Well, and if that's the case, sorry, I'm inviting friends over. My life doesn't stop because I'm watching your dog. They're a dog.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. Let's go to Jenna on hold. Hi, Jenna, you're live. Go ahead.
Hi. I actually agree with Breezy. Like,
you know, it's, if we're all adults, yeah, it is what it is,
sure,
you know? And I mean, at least they were using protection, like,
period. Could you, could you imagine if there was a child conceived on your couch?
But that's not the point.
That's kind of the point.
No less.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. With your dog watching, traumatizing.
Right. And I mean, you know, she, yeah, like probably should be more careful, but, yeah, I mean, I think she's looking too deep into it. Like the, you know, does he know how to get into my house and blah, blah. Like, no, he's a boy. Like, he doesn't really care.
He doesn't even know what street he's on.
No, you guys, right. I disagree completely. That is the whole point of the story, is this creep came into the house and now what? She's going to be thinking about, don't you guys watch true crime?
I do. A lot of it, actually.
I do too. And like, to be honest, I have really big main character energy, not big enough to think someone cares about me or my house enough to come back.
Yeah, see, I do.
Well, okay, right? That's
okay. That's okay, narcissist. Like, okay, you're obsessed with yourself.
I'm just little old me. Like, who's gonna, you know?
Literally, I'm just a girl. All right.
All right, Jenna. Thanks for your take on this. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good one.
You too.
I love when callers are in lockstep with me and you're on the outside.
No, it just doesn't make sense. Natalie says if the dogs were walked, fed, and alive, I don't care. People have sex. Maybe just ask her to keep it out of the house next time, but I wouldn't fire her. Sam says if I were you, I would change the locks. I agree 100%.
Change the locks.
No sitter is worth having strangers with access to your home without you saying so. Trust is earned. She broke it. Fire her. Yeah, I'm in lockstep with
Sam. And now Rufus is going to be left with a bowl of water and a pile of food for the next time you go out.
We'll find someone else. Marco says, I'm all for people living their best lives, but not in someone else's home. Fire her. There you go. All right. Who gives a crap, you guys? It's taken me years to find a good sitter. If she wants to hook up with some guy in every room of my house while I'm away, so be it. Just make sure my dogs are fed. You don't know what this guy is capable of. You don't know what he saw. You don't know if he knows how to get into the house or
the drama.
If he went into the basement, unlocked one of the windows, and is waiting for you to fall asleep so he can crawl through.
That's like so much admin to like go through to like find this girl and then make sure she's dog sitting. And no.
I'm just saying, there must have been something in the house that piqued his interest.
There must not have been. This person says, there's no
what do you mean?
Factual. Moose goes, there must have been. We don't know that at all. You're just making stuff up.
But there's a possibility, and are you really willing to play with fire?
I love how you just went from must have to possibility.
But
different things. He goes 100% for a fact he's going back. He's like, he could.
You guys, I'm telling you right now, you don't watch enough true crime docs. I'm telling you, I've seen it all.
This person says, do you live alone with your dogs? Are you sure the gold wrapper was hers? Could be a squatter. Could be.
I think this is something you need to bring their attention, but do it in a humorous way where you're not accusing anybody. Just being like,
oh my God. Just be like, are you pregnant?
All right, let me get to one more. This came in from Heather. Hey, Moose and Breezy, I've got a story for you that sounds way too familiar. A couple years ago, I hired a pet sitter through a friend. Everything was fine. Until one day, okay?
Here we go.
Until one day, I found out she'd been letting her boyfriend crash at my place while I was at work. I came home early one day, and they were on my couch watching TV like it was their place. No heads up, no permission. I was disgusted. I ended up firing her immediately. You can love someone's dog sitting skills, but once they start treating your home like a hangout, the trust is gone. Yeah, I agree. Fire her.
It's like a 23-year-old girl. He's like, and then another one.
Fire her.
All right, this person says, like I tell my son, only surfaces can be cleaned. Have fun. Period.
All right, there you have it. 100% of people are saying, yeah, fire her.
You're just making up numbers. Just making things up.
Hey, it's Devins. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 55 for the high today. How many of you have seen True Haunting on Netflix? I started watching it the other night, had no idea that this was a local story until I saw it took place at SUNY Geneseo.
Is it a, excuse me, is it a series? Is it just like a one and done doc? What is it?
Well, the first season, it's three episodes.
Okay.
And it's about this guy.
I love a three episode season.
If you haven't checked it out, it's this new paranormal docuseries just about real hauntings told by the people who actually lived through them. And let me tell you, the first few episodes had me questioning whether I should sleep with the lights on. And I'm all about this stuff. But it's about, you know, people who survived these stories. And not to give away any spoilers, but those first three episodes puts you on the edge of your seat.
Okay.
And I'm a pretty religious guy. I believe in heaven, hell, spirits, ghosts. I believe in poltergeist, which are supernatural entities. But what's causing all of these things to take place in this dude's dorm room at Geneseo? The main guy, his name is Chris Desari. I believe that's how you say it. They pretty much just referred to him as Chris in the show. But he was a student at Geneseo back in the 80s.
Okay.
Didn't want to tell anyone about what was happening because he didn't want to be labeled, you know, crazy or laughed at, anything like that. But back then, you know, Ed and Lorraine Warren, those were the ghost hunters from like the Conjuring movies.
Okay. Yeah.
The Amityville Horror.
Yeah.
It was everything was based off of like this husband and wife. They came to the school to talk about their work. And Chris was going through all of these things that were taking place in his dorm room. And he introduced himself. And what happened was absolutely chilling. He said they wanted nothing to do with him, wouldn't even shake his hand. So the series is called True Hauntings on Netflix. 10 out of 10 recommend. And I want to throw this out there. Does anyone believe in this stuff when it comes to hauntings and spirits? Because I've heard so many stories of people who have encountered things within their own homes. And if you've ever experienced something that made you really question what's real or not, I would love to hear about it. And I don't know if this is weird or not, but Chris is going to be at SUNY Geneseo tonight to talk about the documentary and his experience at the college.
Wait,
when he was there.
That's crazy.
So I registered, and you can either go to the event or the other one's over Zoom. I'm probably going to do the one over Zoom,
yeah.
But honestly, I would like to meet him. So I'm very excited.
So
about
like
it.
Tell us, I mean, without like spoiling it, obviously, like what even like
he was in track.
Okay.
He would go through the, you know, SUNY Geneseo being in upstate New York, there's a lot of wooded areas.
Okay.
And he was big athlete. He wanted to run in the Olympics for the US of A, and he would go on these runs. And when he ran through this wooded area, that's when things started to follow him and started to like happen.
Attached to him.
Yeah. But more in a demonic way. Ugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh no, the curtains, there's no window open and the curtains are moving. I mean, there'd be claw marks on his back where he'd get attacked in the shower, but nobody was in there. And his dad wasn't.
Shut up.
It was just so creepy and so terrifying. And it was one of those things where it got to a point where his roommate started to get involved and they started to witness things. And I'm like, this is
no,
odd.
That's insane.
And it all took place in Erie Hall in SUNY Geneseo.
If you were in this position, would you like not welcome it because you are like a pretty religious person, but like, would you be, I guess it's hard to say, but if you were in this position, would you be like kind of, your interest would be piqued because you're like, oh, I've been training for this. I've been watching this forever. Or if it's more of like I'm so good.
No, I'm so definitely good. You know, and he finally went to the priest at the school to talk to him. He's like, I have to turn to somebody because he's been holding it in. You know what I mean? And he's scared of how this is going to look if he starts to tell people. His buddy who went to school with him documented everything through his camera. And he's from Webster.
That's insane.
So he talked about it in the documentary. And I'm just sitting there, I'm watching, and I'm like, this is crazy that this all took place so close to home.
So close.
But you never, what happened to him, you would never want to happen to anybody. And that's why I'm so intrigued.
And he's still alive. Like, was there like an exorcism or are we not there
yet? He brought the priest into the dorm room. And
I can't wait for you to come back tomorrow and share the experience of what he chatted about tonight.
Well, yeah, because I think, and I won't give it away, but let's just say all of his friends at the school told him he needs to handle it and face it. And what he did to make sure it stopped once and for all is crazy.
Oh my God, I have to watch this.
Let me get to some of your texts. 585-252-9800. I don't know how many of you are totally into this type of thing, but it's October. It's that time of year. Joanne says, my grandma's house in Chile is super old. Weirdest thing happened there. Lights flicker constantly in one room. It's not the wiring. An electrician checked. One night, the old grandfather clock started ticking backwards on its own. And what? I swear I heard a whisper calling my name. Joanne. What's up, guys? I live alone. And one night, I saw a dark figure walk past my window at 3 a.m. Well, that could be anybody.
Yeah, that's just the key boys.
That's it.
I think
DoorDash.
You know, she's like, there's my Cinnabon. I think it's crazy. And I think that there are so many people out there that like either do believe in this or don't believe in this. And whether you believe or not, something's going on. Something's happening. And you can either face it. I don't know what's worse. If you face it head on or if you just ignore it.
No, you can't ignore it because it will constantly be there. That's the thing. Let me go to the phones. I have Julie on hold. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. Have you ever experienced something like this?
Yes. I did a paranormal investigation with the paranormal couples, Cody and Satori, at Rolling Hills Asylum.
When was it?
That was a few months back.
Oh.
And that's in East Bethany.
Yes.
New York?
Yes. Okay. I'm familiar.
We had so much equipment and we had a lot of interaction and activity with paranormal.
You know, years back, I did a tour through there with a tour guide and they were taking people in and out of there. And it was one of the creepiest places I have ever been. And it's like, why? You know what? Why do we choose to do this type of thing? I know we're fascinated, but you know, it's not good.
I know.
It can't be good. Did you experience anything while there?
Yes. Yes, we had a lot of EVPs. We did recordings, and we used the flashlights, too, to interact. And we were getting answers to all of our questions.
You didn't bring a Ouija board in there, did you?
No, I would never mess with Ouija boards.
Yeah, I don't know why.
With that.
Why do people still play with Ouija boards? Because I feel like that is the worst thing you can do. You know, you don't want to open up any portals to things that you don't want touching you at 3 a.m.
Period.
No, of course not. That's great.
Wowzies.
Yeah, I highly recommend going there if you want activity. But it was so nice because we were with Cody and Satori, and Satori is Jason Hawes' daughter.
I'm not familiar with Jason.
Oh, he's from Ghost Hunters?
Oh, yes. Okay, got it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Are they insane.
By the way, Julie, are they still doing tours there at Rolling Hills?
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go, Moose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might think.
We got to go.
All right. Thanks, Julie. I appreciate you calling
You're
in.
Welcome.
Jamie says, I get why people think Ouija boards are fun, but honestly, I would not mess around with them. They're unpredictable, can be really dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. And I've heard too many stories about people getting seriously hurt or having bad experiences. Samesies.
Yeah. I remember being young and doing a Ouija board down in my cousin's basement. It was really scary. I didn't know what it was at the time, right? Like, how was I to know? But
I took one to Mount Hope Cemetery by myself, put it on a grave, and played with it because Spizzano and Sandy thought it was going to be really fun for the radio.
I can't believe you're still here, like physically and working in this building. You know what I mean?
Lindsay says, honestly, I would die for someone to touch me at 3 a.m. All right.
All right. It's different. It's very different.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Before we get over to our friend Sean, who's on hold, he's going to share his dilemma about the situation he's been in. But I just wanted to really quick touch on this. Let me just start out by saying money really does complicate everything in life, does it not?
It really does.
Because if you don't have it, life can be very hard. If you have too much of it, people pretend to be your friend. If you loan it to people, somehow they will just all of a sudden forget to pay you back. It's just always a headache.
And then
headache.
They make you feel like they're putting them in an inconvenient spot when you ask for your money back.
How dare you? How dare you put me in this spot? Well, Sean happens to be one of those people who decided to let a friend borrow money. And now here we are. Hi, good morning, Sean.
Morning, Moose and Breezy. I love the show. Thanks for having me on. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
So give us the lowdown. What's the dilemma?
Well,
another woman trying to take you for everything you got.
He's like, which isn't much, but here we go.
Go ahead, buddy.
Well, a little bit ago, I loaned a friend like a pretty big chunk of money.
Okay. First mistake.
Yeah,
but okay.
It was like it was over a couple grand actually. So
yeah.
Not a
okay.
Small amount.
Okay, Daddy
yeah.
Warbucks.
Yeah, somebody's that's well off.
Humble brag. What a flex. He's like, yeah, I just have a couple grand to just like loan.
Yeah.
I also need a couple grand. I'm getting married.
Well, she was going through a really hard time.
They always are.
Her dad had just passed away, and she was out of work. Things were just not looking great for her.
Sure.
You guys have been friends for a while?
We were really good friends, and I knew she needed the money, so I was like, going to help her out, so I did.
Sure.
Well, fast forward 4 months, and as fate would have it, that same friend wound up becoming my girlfriend.
Oh, you silver tongue devil. So
he's like, yeah.
How did that happen?
I'm not really sure. I just kind of ended up there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We went out one night and we were talking, hanging out, and it was a good time. And yeah, now we're dating, which I love. It's great.
Yeah.
But she is now doing a lot better financially, which is awesome.
Great.
I'm happy about that. She actually makes probably more than I do.
Wow.
That's great.
Why have I been in this situation before?
That's great. Now,
yeah,
you're probably wondering if you're going to get that money back. Am I right?
Yes, you're correct. I'm just wondering, if she's going to bring it up.
She's not going to. No, absolutely not. She's not going to bring it up whatsoever.
She's never once brought it up to you, though?
She's not, no. And I'm kind of afraid to bring it up because I don't want to seem like petty or I don't want to make things weird.
Oh, this is Johnny. Dude. Sean Paul, this is why you don't lend anyone money ever, because you always feel awkward for asking for your own money back. It's absolute bogus. No way. No,
hey,
thank you.
At the time, you were trying to do a good thing.
But I don't want to seem petty or make things weird. But part of me feels like, you know, that money wasn't just a gift, you know?
You mean a loan?
Yeah.
Well, she's treating it as a gift. Sean, if I may, this is my two cents, but you're never getting that money back because once you crossed into relationship territory, it's gone.
Also, God forbid you guys break up, which I'm not hoping that on you, but that's your chances of getting that money back have gone down 75%.
Just consider it an early investment in her happiness. You know, lesson learned, time to move on. And also, if you truly want that money back, don't ask her for the cash. Just make her pay for the next 22 dinners.
That's what I'm saying. Don't ask her for the cash. Just hack into her bank account. You're close enough.
You know, I don't see you getting this money back. And you can ask.
Also, it's like hard because, like, obviously it's never a good idea to count favors in a relationship or keep score. But in this case, you might have to.
How do you think she's going to react if you bring this up? Truthfully. Because you know it's going to get weird. These are uncomfortable conversations to have. And everything, especially in a relationship, is great. Everyone's happy. And until you start really having these uncomfortable conversations, and one of the uncomfortable conversations to have with anyone is money.
Well, that's the thing. Part of the reason I haven't brought it up is she really does not like talking about that period in her life when I did loan her the money. It was a really, really low period for her.
Sure.
But
it's your money.
So we don't even, So we don't even talk about that time of her life. And I feel like me bringing up the money that I gave her is going to sort of hash up some old stuff that she's not going to want to deal with. And so that's part of the reason I haven't brought it up. I just feel like she's not going to handle it well.
Well, there's a reason too, where she hasn't brought it up. she doesn't want to pay you back.
No.
All right, 585-252-9800. The phone lines are open. How many of you agree that instead of Sean asking for that money back from his girlfriend, he should just come to terms with the fact that he's never getting it back?
I would honestly, I wouldn't take that lying down, but I would have a conversation, more of like a subtle conversation. It's all about delivery, right? That's what it boils down to at the end of the day. So sure. If you're like, hey, where's my money, super aggressively. But if you're if it just casually comes up in conversation, she's more than likely to be receptive to it. Of just like, hey, we're having a nice dinner. Like, I didn't bring you here for this conversation. It just kind of like came up. I'm not like, it's not like I've been ruminating on it all day, even though we definitely have.
Or, babe, I really want to take you on a nice vacation. Oh, man, I'm $2,000 short.
That's a very nice roundabout way to do it. Sure.
All right, we got messages coming in. Sean, you're probably not getting that money back, but it's worth asking for. And you clearly want it back, yes?
I would like the money back.
Got it.
He's
okay.
Like, that's why I called you guys.
All right, we'll get to some messages and calls coming in right now. Thanks for your story, man, though, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thanks for your help today.
I, too, hope you get that money back.
Thank you.
All right, also good luck with the relationship. Talk soon, Sean. He's not getting it back, is he?
He's definitely not getting that money
I don't
back.
Feel like he's getting it back. Gina said, I've been in this situation. You guys loaned a guy $1,200 before we started dating. He never mentioned it again. We broke up a year later. I still think about that $1,200. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Kaylee says, good morning. Here's my rule. If you loan money and there's no written agreement, it becomes a donation. I don't think he should even bother asking for the money back at this point now that they're in a relationship. Just think of it as a donation.
I would go about it, and this is a thought that I had, was I think maybe she got into a relationship with him so she didn't have to pay him back. But I would go about
That's extreme. It's interesting.
I know, but like, you know.
It's extreme.
You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. Hustlers don't quit.
Can you imagine if that really was the case?
No, I know.
Because he seems very giddy about the relationship. I wonder how she feels.
But another thing is, like, I wouldn't feel bad about making her pay for certain things in the relationship because she literally owes you.
You know, Nate brings up a good point. He just wrote in and said, it's time to leave this girl immediately. If she really respected you, then she would have mentioned paying you back on her own. She hasn't brought it up at all. She's got a new job. She's making more money probably than, you know, our boy Sean. But nothing has said. Nothing has been said about it. That's a problem. Matt says, if she suddenly won the lottery, would you expect her to pay you back? Yeah, of course you would. So, yeah, ask for your money. What a tough conversation to have.
No, truly. Very awkward. Very uncomfy.
All right. Good luck, Sean. Thanks for calling in this morning, buddy. We appreciate it. But seriously, go get your money. What gives you PTSD? For some of you, it's your time serving our country. For me, it's bees.
For me, it's my ex.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, 55 for the high. My entire afternoon yesterday was shot, and I was so upset. I was getting ready to sit down to a hot meal, and all of that was ruined when I found a bee in my bathroom. It was the size of a cocktail wiener. And I am not exaggerating. Breezy, this was the biggest bee I've ever come across. And the first thing that crossed my mind was, is this a murder hornet? It was giant. Do we even have those in New York? I don't know.
I feel like at this point, between the mouse story and this story, you should start your own exterminator business.
I'm taking care of all of it. I'm getting rid of the mice. You know, I don't know how they get in there. It was one mouse, and I handled it. I sent a message. But this thing yesterday, the hairs on my neck are standing up. And I know
Did you shut the door?
Yeah, at first.
Lock it in there.
At first. And I know I'm not alone when I say I probably would much rather get punched in the face by Mike Tyson than get stung by a bee like this.
That's very dramatic.
Do you remember
remember when you were at your parents in the pool?
Yeah, two summers ago, a wasp stung me on my ass. I went to go sit down. I was, you know, having a nice, what was it? Like a Thursday afternoon.
It's a self-care day.
Sit down and
you were alone.
It felt like I was sitting on a rusty nail. in my ass cheek.
It was really bad, you guys.
So swollen.
It was so bad.
And everybody started calling in the show and saying,
yeah, you're going to go septic.
I was going to pass. I was going to pass away. But I couldn't figure out for the life of me yesterday, how am I going to get this bee out of my bathroom? Because my windows are tall. They're like 7 feet tall. I couldn't reach it. But I just didn't want to go anywhere near it. So I'm like, let's get a rubber band and see if I can shoot at it. So here I am in my bathroom.
The BB gun.
Here I am with a rubber band, and I hit it once, and I pissed it off, okay? Just the sound of it is sending shivers down my spine. I'm like, why is this thing the size of a little sausage? I go, it's massive. Where did it come from? So now I'm calling my buddy. I'm like, what do I do? How do I handle it?
Right.
He goes, I'm not really sure. Let me call you back. He never does.
Never does.
So it's just me, myself, and I against this, whatever the hell you want to call it, this giant bee. So I try shooting it with the rubber band a couple times. That's not working. I finally am like, what am I doing right now? It's been 40 minutes. My food's cold. I have to leave to go head to Greece soon. I'm like, this is my entire afternoon. So I get a towel, and I have this towel, and I soak it in the sink. And I'm like, I'm going to
have a fly swatter?
No.
Time to get one.
But I do have a toilet cleaner.
Like, ew, you know, what a brush?
I use the brush.
That's so disgusting.
So it gets close enough to it gets close enough where I can reach it.
That pissed it off even more. It's like, ew, this is nasty.
I swat at it and I hit the toilet brush up against the window and it just splatters all over the window. The bee is fine. Didn't touch it.
There's poop everywhere.
I'm like, it's even more pissed off now.
Yeah.
So now another 30 minutes go by. It's been an hour and I'm just watching it. I'm watching it. So I have this towel. It's soaking wet and I'm waiting for it. And finally it gets in a distance and I swat it. It's fine. I'm like, there's no way. Is this the Terminator? What? Finally, I'm like, I'm pissing it off. Finally, it comes down. I feel like it's going to fly at me and I swat at it again. And then boom, it disappears. I don't hear it. Nothing. I'm like,
it's incognito.
I dropped the towel. I'm like, I can't hear it. I can't see it. I'm like, where did it go? Literally vanished. So I'm looking around. It took me about 10 to 15 minutes because I'm such a wuss.
Yeah.
It took me 10 to 15 minutes to peek to see if it was under this towel because now I feel like it's going to jump on me. So I go, I get my boots. I put my boots on, and now I'm jumping up and down on this towel to make sure if it is underneath.
The neighbors have a broom. They're like, hey, knock it off.
I need to make sure this thing is dead. Finally, I lift the towel. It's not there. I look. I was like, is it in the laundry basket? Did it fall behind the shit? Nothing. It fell on the very, very top of the windowsill. So now I have to get a chair. I have to climb up there. It's dead, but I don't even want to touch it.
You're resuscitating it because you feel so bad?
It's massive. So I finally get a Kleenex and I pick it up. It felt like I was holding a small rock.
This rock. The rock you got from the
breezy.
Coliseum.
Yeah, it was so stiff. And it was like, I'm like, this thing is not no ordinary bee. I've never seen anything like this. I flushed it down the toilet. It was like a huge weight was off my shoulder. But I was like, the PTSD that this gave me, because the times that I have been stung by a bee, it wasn't pleasant.
Moral of the story is like, you don't have a lot going on.
I did, yeah. Yeah.
Any other person would just be like, I have so much stuff going on right now. I can't deal with this and just leave.
No, nobody was going to leave that. Because what if it all of a sudden escaped, got into my bedroom? The last thing you want to do is take your eyes off of a monster like that because you don't know where it's going to end up. What gives you PTSD aside from your ex?
Yeah, no, literally my ex. Honestly, there are so many things that are triggering to me, but one thing that gives me PTSD that like shouldn't at all is sidewalk chalk. Like when I was younger, I was like doing sidewalk chalk and I like dragged my fingernail across the asphalt and
sure.
I can't even say the word sidewalk chalk without my whole body going numb. Like I don't know what it is. It's so bad.
Okay, it's not as dangerous, but all right. Drew
I mean,
says,
I could lose a finger.
Moose, you think bees are bad? Try being stuck in an outhouse at a campground with a hornet nest under the seat. I haven't camped since 2017. This is why Breezy and I don't go camping.
So No, absolutely not.
We've never camped in our lives. We probably won't start.
I'm not going to. I refuse. Also, PTSD, one more, was, it's kind of in the realm of this, but porta potties, because I was in a porta potty once and it flipped over on me. But that's a story for another time.
Yeah, it's the porta potties. My PTSD isn't bees, it's seagulls. Yeah, those are pretty bad too. I gotta figure out what I'm going to do in the future, because if something like this happens again, I can't depend on rubber bands or a wet towel or a toilet brush.
You definitely can't.
I got to get a gun.
Oh my God. That escalated so quickly.
It's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.